This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 359. We're up to the final episode of Star Wars. Now, this is the final episode of the first year of Anakin, I guess, right? The first trilogy.
Yeah,
the prequel series. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start it all off with episode 3, Revenge of the Sith from 2005. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, introduce our special guest for this episode.
All right, well, after this will be his last introduction as a special guest. If he is on in the future, at that point, he's just going to be intern Rob. He's no longer a special guest. He will just be an intern. Robert is back. Robert, say hello to everybody. Let them know where they can follow you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, guys. And great to be back again. Everybody can follow me on Instagram, Big Knock Rob at 007.
There you go. All right. That's him.
All right, so let's get into the financials, Rotten Tomatoes, into the movie review, because I can't wait to talk about this movie. Let's start it off with financials. Now, this movie was budgeted at $113 million. Not bad. Okay. Less than the last one.
Yep.
Very like $2 million off, because the last one was $115.
Okay.
This one's $113. It came in at a worldwide, which I'm very shocked. I thought this was going to have more than what I thought. $868 million. Now that it's a successful film. Yes. It's a very successful film, plus marketing, toys, you know, VHS video buying, games. And then Blu-ray, 4Ays, yeah. Video games, everything you want in clothing. This made so much money. I'm very shocked that this did not hit $1 billion at the box office. But with that said, Nate, what do you think of these numbers?
I think they're very good. I think what kept it from hitting $1 billion is the Attack of the Clones being not good and not well received. Yeah. I think at that point people were like, I don't think it's going to end that good. Maybe they were a little skeptical. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a good finisher. You know, this made more than that movie. So it had some word of mouth where people were probably like, no, go check it out. It's good. It had better reviews. But I still think that that's what kept it from really going over the billion mark. And I bet it did good on video. Like, I bet when it came out on Blu-ray and all that, like, it probably sold like gangbusters. So yeah, I'm not shocked, but I do think I'm a little surprised, a little bit.
All right, Rob, what you got?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised too. I thought I was going to hit the billion mark, but then you look back at the previous installments, it's like they're kind of a little disappointed, subpar. I think this one makes up for, especially for Attack of the Clones. So I thought I was going to hit a billion, but like Nate was saying, like, especially after tailbacking, after Attack of the Clones, you know, people are kind of hesitant, I think, going back, you know.
All right. Well, let's check out Rotten Tomatoes scores. Let's see what the critics and audience, right? Because critics gave Attack of the Clones 65%, right? Nate's going to give you the positive and negatives on this. Mm-hmm. The audience was 56. So any changes on that, yes. Nate?
Yeah, this is the best reviewed of the three. This has a audience score, we'll start there, a plus 10 up to 66%. So still not crazy high for audiences for Star Wars, 66, but it is the highest of the three prequel movies. Critics, plus 14%, so a 79, so nearly an 80, which, again, for Star, you know, we're coming off, we haven't done the sequel trilogy yet. We've done the original and these. 79, pretty low compared to the original three, which are like all in the 90s, pretty much.
Yeah.
But still better, way better than, this is way better than Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. So the reviews were up for this one.
All right, let's get into it, because I know everyone wants to talk about it and see. It's been a while since everyone's seen these movies, and I haven't seen these in ages. So with me, I can't wait to talk about this one. So let's start it off with the lead characters, right? Anakin, Obi-Wan, Padme, everybody's back.
Anakin's funny, though, because he kind of fits on both.
You could pick whatever way you want to go. If you want to go good side, you want to talk about the good, do it during lead character. You want to talk about doing the bad side. But with that said, Rob, what is your scores for lead character?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 5 for Ewan McGregor. He just kills it as Obi-Wan every time you see him, from Phantom Menace to Attack of the Clones. As far as Hayden Christensen, it's kind of so-so for me, you know? But I give him a 5 for Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan. He always kills it, so.
All right. Nate, what you got?
I have not given a 5 to either of the first two. This will be my first one. I did give him a 5 as well. I think Obi-Wan is finally all the way awesome in this movie. I thought he was really good in the first two, don't get me wrong. But there was always something that held it back. Like, for example, in episode 1, there was Jar Jar Binks. And there was that annoying little kid Anakin. And there was, you know, and in the second movie, there was annoying grown-up Anakin. Just like being a little pest, a little crybaby whiner. I put Anakin in the villains. So I was just, spoiler alert there. So now at this point, I'm going Obi-Wan. He's like the main hero in this movie. And I thought he was great. Padme, way backseat in this movie. I forgot that she factors into the storyline a lot, but her character doesn't do much in this movie. Like, she's just pregnant, you know, which is an important plot point. But she doesn't have like a lot of lines. She doesn't have a lot of scenes. So I didn't really, you know, and she's okay in the movie. Honestly, there's some line delivery and that's not good. And I know we're going to talk about it. But overall, I thought Obi-Wan was great. The kind of tragedy of his, you know, learner, his Padawan learner turning dark. I thought Ewan McGregor knocked it out the park. I love the last fight when, like, even the dialogue parts of it. Like when he's on the high, he's like, don't do it. I got the high ground. Don't jump over me. And this stupid idiot jumps over him. You were the chosen one. I love it. I thought he was great. I gave him a 5.
Okay, so when it comes to Ewan McGregor, I think he was the best part of the film. You see the progression of his character. Like, and he became more humanized in this one. Meaning, and this is what I mean, he had a lot of comedic parts. Like, he was being calmer in a lot of the scenes. Like, he was just, him and Anakin had like that brotherly joking around. So I was like, okay, that was cool. Him and Yoda was really good in this movie. Yoda was really good. The Council, we'll talk a little bit about the Council, but Mace Windu for me was a little bit weak because I felt like when it came to Samuel Jackson's character, I felt like they hyped up this, and that's the thing I was telling my wife after we finished watching this movie. I was like, I felt very like the Council were the badasses because they're master Jedis. They didn't do nothing. They got their asses beat. Like, I mean, quick. And I know my wife was like, yeah, but they got caught off guard. No, because if that's the case, then Yoda would have got killed quick. Obi-Wan would have got killed quick. But their wits was just, it was just weird. I was just like, that was a little weird writing for me in that part was the Council. And Mace Windu, because Mace Windu whooped the Emperor's ass. Like, I mean, mad quick. Which the Emperor, which we're going to talk about. But anyway, he whooped him quick. Of course, we see what happened with Anakin. But I was just like, I felt very like weird with his character. I felt like they just watered him out and like, okay, we have to water him down because Anakin is going to be this dark side character. Where that could have been an awesome battle there between Mace Windu and Anakin. Whether Anakin does beat him, sure. But that should have led up to a big battle between Mace Windu and Anakin, which I was like, okay, this is what it is. But anyway, Christian Haydenson. I hope I said it right.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen, yeah. Right? I liked him in this movie. Mm-hmm. I know he had a lot of spots where his acting was just way off. Like, he was just like,
he was better Jesus, than in the last movie, though.
Yes. Yeah. He was, that line delivery, I think he started to hone in the character.
Yeah, he was better.
Yeah. I like good and bad the way he did it. The only thing I felt like was that this movie made him bad so fast. Like, the minute he showed up on screen, you were like, oh, this dude's turning. Like, this dude had the long hair. He had the scar in the face. And then he was already questioning everything. And I was just like, brother, like, even Obi-Wan should have just knew you were going to turn. Like, the way he was talking, I was just like, uh-huh. But anyway, I like the way he did his character. Natalie Portman, gorgeous in the movie. Her character annoyed me because it was just like, he was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And she's like, it's okay, Anakin. It's all right. We could get away from everything. And he's literally telling her, like, he's like, he's very conflicted. And she's just like, it's all right. It's okay. I'll hug you.
I mean, she also, like, saw he has a mean streak. Maybe she's like, let me not be like, listen here. Here's what we're going to do. And then he cuts that off or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, like, it was just weird. Like, I felt like her character was like very, like you said, water back through in the bag just for like the pregnancy. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, like, I gave it a 5. I thought they were written.
I want to say something, well. Alex, because it just popped into my head because of lead characters. But I listened back to the other podcast.
Yep.
You know what? I'll save it for storyline.
Wait,
because it doesn't fit here. It fits in storyline.
Oh, okay. All right, so lead villain. All right, we got 5 across the board here. Main villain here now is Emperor Palpatine now becomes the Emperor.
Yeah.
And then clones become villains. And I mean, mayhem erupts. So yeah, Grievous shows up, fully decked out with coughs.
Anyway, asthma. Why does everybody got asthma in Star Wars?
I don't know. All right, Nate, go ahead. You take it away.
George, let me talk to you, George. Why do all your characters have trouble breathing? Why is this the thing? Like in the original ones, Darth Vader got asthma. He doesn't, but he sounds like he does. General Grievous got asthma. I know you didn't make Rogue One, but my man Forrest Whitaker got asthma. Why does everyone have asthma in these movies? I don't understand it. Why is there always a character who coughs a lot? It's weird.
The planet is a lot of pollen. It's a lot of pollen.
I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, okay, listen. Alex, I agree with what you said about... Let's start with the big boy. We'll start with the big boy. Let's start with Anakin.
Yeah.
I agree with what you said. His acting is probably weaker than some other people in this movie, but it's much better than he was in the second movie. So you got to give him some credit where it's due. I did not find his performance to be so bad, you know, that it ruined anything. It was not the best, but it was better. But I thought listen, evil Anakin is far more. I liked him as the bad guy. I'm gonna be honest. First of all, he kills children. And you kill children, you get an automatic good score.
One.
And it's like they said when they go to see him, he killed him with a lightsaber. This guy was chopping up kids with the lightsaber. He didn't shoot them. Killed them all. He killed a lot of people. He killed Mace Windu. He killed the Asian blockade people. He killed all of them.
The Sand.
Yeah, he killed all of them. This dude killed a lot of people. His body count in one movie, incredibly high. So that was great. Then you have the Emperor, who finally is like, well, he gets his all ugly look because he got blasted with his own lightning. But still, he finally, in the first two movies, it's like hinted at, right? Like he's in the background, he's in the holograms, he don't really do anything. He's just the senator. This time he's finally shown who he is, what he does. He fights with a lightsaber in this movie. So even he's upgraded. And General Grievous, while I think he's a leader of the droid army. I don't even know what he does really, like leader how. They're just robots. Anyone could be their leader, but he looks cool as hell. The four lightsabers is sick. I don't care what anyone says. When it goes more in action, but when he's spinning the lightsabers and they're like hitting the floor, sick. So I gave the villains a 5 in this movie. I think this one of the prequels by far has the best villain element of these movies.
Yeah, I agree. Rob, what you got?
Yeah, you know, like everything's kind of upped a little bit. The Annie, you know, like even for Anakin, and he's just pure evil. So I'm going to give across the board a 4. It's just a way better performance from the other two previous installments. That's what we like to see, like these villains, like to actually do something, horrendous, and it makes you like hate them and all that. And General Grievous, I didn't get the coughing and all that. I mean, God, fix your system or operating system or something. But yeah, but the lightsaber scene with Grievous, that was really like what Nate was saying, that was really cool to see. And I'll give him a 4, the villains.
Okay. All right, so villains, I'm hard 5. This is a hard 5. And this is why I think you could see Hayden Christensen enjoyed playing evil villain.
Yeah.
Like I think he really enjoyed that the conflict, because this was a conflict movie. I mean, he didn't go full blown Sith until he killed the separatists in that one room. Once he started killing the kids, he still was good and bad. Like he just didn't know what the hell it was, why he's doing what he was doing. Like, why? I liked it. The acting worked. I was like, yo, this shit worked. Like he was really conflicted, and the way the Emperor manipulated each situation that he was in pretty much guided him to the dark side. Like he did to himself pretty much. That one scene where Obi-Wan told him, when he choked out Padme, and he said, look what you made me do. He was like, dude, you did it to yourself. Like, you did it. Like, I didn't tell you to do it. Like, you went off the rails. Like, that's it, you know. And he's like, you against me? And I was just like, light it up, brother. And he went zero, and I said, oh man. I was like, let's do this. But anyway, the Emperor, and this is what I was gonna say during the leads, but I wanted to say it here. The Emperor sucks. And this is the way I mean. He's not good with the lightsaber. And this Yoda whooped him. And if it wasn't for like him throwing stuff, and they went toe-to-toe, Yoda would have whooped him. Mace Windu destroyed him. And my wife was like, yeah, but you know, Anakin walked in. No. He literally threw his ass in that. Like he kicked him. He was defeated. Like it was nothing.
He was defeated until Anakin.
Yeah, until Anakin cut his arm off and then pretty much kicked him out the window. I was like, other than that, Mace Windu destroyed him in that one scene. Like, and I was like, and then Anakin, you can say whatever you want. Anakin could have just killed the Emperor. I mean, he was strong enough to defeat him anyway. So he manipulated him throughout the whole movie. So I like that. General Grievous, I liked his design. I agree with you, Nate. His design is so dope. And the way they... this is the best looking CGI on all the characters. Mm-hmm. Hands down. It looked natural. I mean, it didn't look fake. It looked very nice. Like when they show the camera close up on his face, yeah. General Grievous, I was like, yo, that looks really dope. Didn't look, I know it was all CGI, but I mean, it looked very, I mean, some scenes were spotty when he was riding that thing that goes like, ah, God! And I was like, what is that shit? Yeah, I was like, what? Is it a bird? Is it not a bird? But anyway, like that thing was cool. But anyway, General Grievous, very cool. I like the element of the human. Maybe as a human, he had lung problems. And then when they transferred them to the robot, that should just continue going. I guess. But I thought it was cool. He had the cape and he was just like, and he was just like, back up, I got it. And he just took it off and I was like, all right. I was like, I don't know. I like what George Lucas puts unique traits to robots. Mm. Yeah, they all have asthma, but I thought it was pretty cool having like a crazy like some type of phlegm problem this dude had. Like he had like ammonia. Yeah, like he had like straight up ammonia. So like I liked him. The Separatists was not, they were not in the movie as much because they were just waiting for him to come to Mustafar, and then they all got killed. This is just pretty much the turn of Anakin. And I thought George Lucas did a great job telling that story because it just fit perfect.
The only bad part with him is when at the end when he screams, no.
Oh, yeah.
That part's bad.
Yeah.
But
even still, but think of how crazy this is. Are you ready for this? Because I don't know if you guys thought about this when you watched the movie. He goes, Emperor Palpatine tells him, right, when he pledges, and he goes, you are now Darth Vader, right? He goes, I don't know how to save someone, but I will find out and help you learn it. So throughout the whole time, he's telling him, oh, yeah, I could definitely help you save Padme. Yep. But then when he becomes full evil, he's like, well, about that, I really don't know, but I can show you. We can learn it together. That's the power. Yep. And I was just like, yo, that's an evil fucking bastard. Yeah. Like,
whatever it takes,
mind screwed him.
Whatever it takes to get the guy evil.
Yep. He knew him. Yep. He manipulated the imagery in his mind, seeing her dying and all that. So I was just like, yo, this dude, Emperor Palpatine, is just
a real dick.
He's a real dick. Yeah. He is a dick. Yeah. But pretty good. I mean, even Yoda told him, like, don't follow that premonition because anything can happen. And when it comes to find out, it was just Anakin turning evil is what killed her because she was healthy. Yeah. And so he pretty much killed her. But anyway, I liked that. And at the end, too, he was like, where's Padme? He's like, well, you killed her.
Even Obi-Wan warned Anakin about Palpatine.
Everybody did. Even Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, every single character did.
Everybody was just like, yo, dude, don't get too close. And he's just like, well,
you're just jealous of me. You're just jealous. He wants me to work with him. You're jealous. Yeah. And then
you want me to spy on him. Okay, action sequences. Rob, take it away.
Boy, the lightsaber scene, the climactic lightsaber scene with the lava alone, that takes, I give it a 5. We got to, it's a little bit more, we have a little more action sprinkler than right when the crawl ends. We're right into a like the spaceship battle and Coruscant and all that. It just takes you right there. And especially the lightsaber scenes with Grievous, the best one for, they save the best for last with Anakin and Obi-Wan. And we see that's what we're all waiting for, the transformation of from Anakin to Darth Vader. So yeah, I give it a 5.
All right,
I'm gonna disagree with one thing Rob said, and that he said there's a little bit more action sprinkled in, and that's a lie. There's like hella more action in this movie in the last two. It's just almost all action this movie. Honestly, it's like action scene after action scene after action scene after, with the story sprinkled in between the action scenes. The movie opens with a space battle, a full-on spaceships flying, it's awesome, by the way. It's a great space battle. And Alex, to your point in the first one, you know, how we were talking about it and you're like, it keeps cutting back and forth. Not this time. It's just the space battle. Then you get to the next action. It's just that. You get the clone armies fighting in this. You get multiple lightsaber fights. Okay. You get them. The space battle leads into them getting on the ship. And then there's like the stuff with the elevator and the droids. And then there's General Grievous escaping. And like, it's like a long action sequence to open the movie. You do have the final battle, which is awesome. Anakin and Obi-Wan, the lightsaber fight, like the choreography on it. Awesome. Even when they're just like, going like this and then not even hitting each other with it. Sick. You get the Mace Windu. You get Yoda. The General Grievous versus Obi-Wan lightsaber fight. Awesome. You get animals running around. You get like, there's so much. You even get the Wookiees doing action in this movie. Like it's a five. This is almost nonstop action, honestly, with little spells of story in between. So yeah, I give it a five as well.
Yeah, you guys said everything. I gave it a five. I mean, even the fight between Anakin and Obi-Wan, I think that was a big climactic. And what I liked about it, that they did like two cuts into it. Mm-hmm. Just to show you Yoda's over here safe, and then the other one, whatever. And then other than that, it was just straight Obi-Wan and Anakin, mm-hmm. which I'm like, man, I hope they had like lost footage that it could add into it, because it felt like it had more. Like these dudes like practiced so much. So that fight alone is the best part of the whole film. Anakin walking up. Oh my God. Anakin walking up with the army into the Jedi temple is one of the best shots in the film, with the cloak. And he just, they had the top view, and then they had the side view. I'm going to say something, and I don't know if people can get tight for all I care. I don't care. I'm going to say it now. This has to be the best. Listen to my voice. This has to be the best George Lucas directed film. And I'm going to tell you right now, in terms of whether it's Star Wars, Indiana Jones was all Steven Spielberg, that he had no part in that. So I don't want people to go, oh yeah, Indiana Jones. No, Indiana Jones is Steven Spielberg, and George Lucas wrote, you know, did the story.
Off the top of my head, you got these three movies, American Graffiti, THX 1130, whatever that crap is.
Whatever that is, like, Howard the Duck.
And no, he didn't even direct that.
I thought he did. Oh, okay. Whatever. Like he didn't do that.
From. I would agree with you. Well, it's either, but then that's got to say the original Star Wars.
4. Yeah, Star Wars 4. But you know what? I think this one is way better than that one. And I'm not talking about history-wise. Technically, if you look at his camera work in this movie, it has to be the best one. It kept you engaged. All the fights were wide out. Yeah. It was not close up, and only on certain moves that they were doing to hide some stuff. But other than that, you had full wide angles of the entire fight scene, especially with General Grievous versus Obi-Wan, where you thought that shit would be super close. Hell no, you saw it from a wide angle. I was like, yo, space-wise, I mean, the space scene, even with Anakin, and he was like, Master, turn the car to the side, and you see the little droid, the buzzsaws, destroying it. And he was like, I don't think you should shoot. And he goes, yeah, I think you're right. And they having like fun banter. I thought that was pretty cool. Like I said, like, there's a lot of space. Like, I was looking, I was like, technically, I think this has to be his best work, and it has to be the best written in terms of, and this is what I mean, in terms of the prequel movies, because I don't want to say 4, 5, and 6, sure. because those storylines are great as is. This has to be best written and directed by George Lucas in one package, this film. But anyway, that's a five for me. This movie has some great cinematic, like, you can freeze frame and then post it up. You're going, damn, this thing looks dope. The Sith eyes, right? Never had Sith eyes before until Hayden Christensen told him, we gotta put on contacts to make this dude look evil, because how the hell do people know? And George Lucas said, you know what?
Darth Maul eyes.
Let's do it.
The orange, yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the eyes. Sith eyes. Yeah, Christian Hayden was the one that asked for them. He was like, you have to give them the Sith eyes. They turn evil. And then Disney took away the damn Sith eyes. You said, you dumbasses. Imagine that. My man Kylo Ren takes off the helmet and he has the eyes with the long hair, not to let it go. Princess Du from Disney. Anyway, five across the board. Five across the board here. Okay, storyline. I want to hear what you guys think here. Neat. Okay. What you got?
So this is where my five stop. I'm just going to tell you right now, this is where my five stop. However, I think this one is by far the best story of the three movies. I gave it a four. I can't help it. To me, as far as a writer goes, I think he's good, can be great, and is consistently pretty good, but he reminds me of James Cameron in some ways, where like he writes his own movies and they end up being great movies on a whole, but there's always these things that are like, what are you doing? Like, I really don't like some of the dialogue in this movie. It's kind of stilted. I really hate the part where she's like, you're breaking my heart, and then she literally dies from that. Like, that is a stupid idea to me, where the robot is like, she's perfectly healthy, but she just doesn't have the will to live. Like, if you can just kill yourself by just being sad, I mean, I think it's silly. I don't really like that part. I wish the choking actually, I wish he actually killed her by like crushing her trachea or something, you know, and that would have been better. Anyway, there's that. Number two, I think the Anakin, so here's my thing with Anakin. I think I like him as the bad part. To me, in these movies, and this is a culmination, so this kind of just gets put across the board, he was never like a great good guy in these movies. He's always questioning everything. He's always complaining about stuff. He's always chopping people's heads off when he's not supposed to. Because in the second movie, the Tusken Raiders cuts their heads off. Here, Count Dooku cuts his head off. And then he's like, literally cuts his head off. He's like, I shouldn't have done that. It's like, well, you just shouldn't have You're right. You shouldn't have did it. But you listen to this guy say, do it. One of my favorite parts of the whole movie. I use that gif all the time. Do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, just little things like that. What I was going to tell you, Alex, was you made a comment in the first movie and they paid it off all the way in the third movie because you were like, Qui-Gon Jinn died. And you were like, how come he didn't just come back as a ghost? But then in this movie, Yoda explains that he's the first one who learned how to come back. Because remember, he tells Obi-Wan, he's like, go talk with him. And so, hey, they knew what you were thinking. George was like, you know what? We don't have Force ghosts yet. Qui-Gon is actually the first ever. I wish they would have showed him.
That's what I was thinking.
I wish they would have showed him. Like, it would have been cool if at the end, Obi-Wan goes somewhere and Qui-Gon walks out. He didn't even have to talk. Just like, come out. I would have been like, That's a great like ending. But either way, at least they paid it off for you. So that was cool. I think this storyline really works. I think it's the best one by far. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think this prequel trilogy should exist. I think it should just be this movie. I think this movie did enough. Like, I didn't need to see Anakin when he was 5. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Look at it this way.
Right.
Rogue One is the prequel story of, like, the Death Star and all that crap. It's one movie. This movie alone, I think, did enough to show Anakin going from the Jedi learner into evil that I didn't, like, the first two, you could just watch this and get all you need, is what I'm saying. So I still gave it a 4. I thought it was very strong.
Yeah, you know what? I gave it a 4, too. It would have been a 5 without the, the quirky, dumb dialogue we see with Padme, Natalie Portman's character especially, and sometimes spoken with Anakin, with the banter between those two characters. If you minus that, I would give it a 5. So I'm going to give it a 4 because of that. And, you know, of course, the transformation of Anakin going to Darth Vader, that alone would give it a 5, but just minus the, just took that away, the dumb dialogue, it would have been a perfect 5. But I'm going to give it a 4 because of that.
All right. So I gave it a 4. I agree with you guys. I gave it a 4. My problem, well, not problem, it's just a little nitpicks here and there. And I felt like, well, one, Yoda broke out. Yoda was like, yeah, I think it's time to go. He was like, I think it's,
I'm going to go into exile, I think.
Yeah, he was like, I think it's time to hide. I'll be back when you guys need me. Like, so, no, in reality, like, I didn't like certain choices. I don't like when it's convenience. Like, for instance, she's dying and the robot goes, you're having a son. She's like, Luke, why Luke? Where the hell did Luke come from? Like, she was just like, Luke, you have a daughter, Leia. Like, where the fuck did Leia and Luke come from? Like, it was no, like, discussion. Like, is that what Anakin wanted to name them? Like, there was no, like, they should have had a scene with them discussing the name of the kids. And then he would have been like, oh, Luke after my whatever the hell. Or Leia after the princess of whoever. No, it was just like, Leia, Luke. I was just like, oh, this is so dumb. Like, that was one. She had no will to live, but she had two kids. Like, why?
They were not enough for her to live for them? She didn't.
Yeah. She's like, screw these kids. Had to be Anakin. She was like, I don't want these damn kids. I'm dying.
I'd rather just die than be their mother.
Yeah, that was so stupid. I was just like, okay, whatever. I agree with you. Dumb plot. That was dumb. Yeah. I would say the scene that they get to Mustafar, right? And he hugs her and then he starts to get mad and he chokes her, right? He's like, ah! And then she falls, mass off. She goes, ugh. And then and my man's standing there like Superman with his like hand, arms like this. Yeah, like Peter Pan, like Robert Williams in Hook. Yeah. He's standing there and he's like, Anakin, you know, you did this. And I was like, all right. The dialogue was cool, but certain sentences, I was just like, what delivery was like, his delivery was just kind of, let's see what you made me do.
That scene, like, makes me mad now that you're bringing it up, the dialogue. Because Anakin, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But you're right. No, I forgot about that. It makes me mad because it's one of those things where, like, if they talk proper, they could probably
talk him back.
But it's like, he goes, you did this. He's like, no, you turned her against me. And he's like, you did that yourself. And he's like, I'm going to fight you. There's no, like, no real, like, walk him through exactly what happened. And the stuff like that always frustrates me.
Yeah, and you're right, because I think they could have talked him. You know, he was like, oh, you brought him here to kill me. No. I mean, you can even see her face because she was just like,
I didn't even know he was on the ship.
Yeah, and he didn't. He was just like, liar. And he chokes her out. And I was just like, holy hell. Like, dude, like, listen to her talk. Like, You just went straight like abusive Anakin. Yeah. And it was just like, okay. But that scene just, it was just a weird thing. And he was like, well, yeah, if you're with me or against me, right, first of all, you choked out your wife. So I don't think Obi-Wan is going to be with you at this point. Like, yeah, I think you just gave him an opportunity to beat your ass in front of everybody. Yeah. So that was just like, that was weird. Second, throughout the movie, he was being bitchy. And this is what I meant. They were like, you can't be, and I don't know if this was in the second one, I don't know if I didn't bring it up, but it was just like, I'm going to put you in the council and you're going to be a master, right? Palpatine tells him. And then they go, well, you're in the council, but you're not going to have the title of master. Why? But I'm on the council. You don't trust me? I'm not good enough to be in the council. I'm not good enough to be a- like, yo, dude, like, fucking relax. Yeah.
They should have just said, that's why. Everything you're just saying is why.
It felt like he's, the older he got, he became a child. It was just like, right, I don't know if it was the writing, but it was just like, it started to get a little annoying because it was like, Obi-Wan was like, I'm going to go do this, but they don't trust me. Why do I have to do that? They don't trust me. If I do that, then it's like, oh, but we want you to spy on the Chandler. But why do I have to spy on the Chandler? Like, and it just felt...
You're saying exactly what I was saying about him being a... He's a bad good guy.
Good guy. No, it just felt very it's just impatient, very bratty. And he turned so fast. I mean, Luke had more of a will to not turn dark side. But, and his father was just like, okay, I guess. I mean, you're going to give me more power. Like, he was thirst for power for some reason. And I felt like it was because everyone mind fucked him saying, you're the chosen one. So he was like, oh, I'm the chosen one. I'm going to be better than Yoda. Brother, you went up against Yoda. Yoda would whoop that ass, like, without even a lightsaber. It was just like, and that's what I felt like. And that's why I wanted the Mace Windu versus Anakin. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you could have had it. Mace Windu's beating on Anakin, like, whooping his ass until the Chandler comes in with the Force Lightning. And the same scene that you saw when he just, whatever, you could have did that in the fight. Like, Anakin, he goes, Anakin, stand down. He was like, no. And next thing you know, he turns on the saber. He goes, you don't want to do this. And then he goes, I'm the chosen one. And then they start fighting. And then Emperor Palpatine zaps him. And then he turns around and he starts, morphing his face. Then that's when Anakin just goes, zoom, cheats and dies. And I'm like, he went out the window. And I was like, yes. I was like, there you go. But that's what I felt like. The movie had a lot of opportunities for more great battles. But I like the way he positioned everything well. I thought it was very well. I wanted to see the kids, though. Not gonna lie. I did want to see the footage of him, like, striking them.
The younglings?
Yeah, the younglings. I wanted to see the footage.
That would have been a rated R right there.
Well, but the thing that annoyed me, that was the one thing, before we go, that was the one thing that pissed me off, right? He goes, he killed the younglings. I don't believe you. All he had to do was go the hologram showing him killing the younglings. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you guys have holograms for every shit. Like, you don't guys cannot carry this thing and go, look, look at what he did to these kids. Like, I don't believe you. And like, it's
not my hand. He would never.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. In the last movie, he killed a whole village. He told you he killed women and children. What? How, but do, you, she said it was okay. How do you still not believe he could do it?
Brother, the minute he met up with her, right? He goes, oh, everything is okay now. The Jedi Temple's on fire. Oh, it's okay. What happened? Oh, I took care of it. And she said, oh, okay. Like, he didn't even give her the whole... He did not give her the entire description of, oh, I killed all the little kids. I killed all the Jedi Temple.
She was
kind of
dumb in this movie. That's what I'm saying. She was a queen of a whole planet, and she's a little dumb in this one.
Yeah, you know why? She deserved to die from a broken heart. Because she's the dumb. That's what she deserves.
Breaking my heart. Oh my gosh, I gotta fast forward that part.
Jesus. All right, so four across the board here. Okay, overall, Nate.
Oh, I think it's good. I like this movie a lot. I think it's the best of the prequel movies. I gave it a 4. Listen, I know I gave some 5s, and I think those elements are strong. I think the characters in this are as interesting to watch as the characters in the original trilogy, in my opinion. So I think that those are all great, and there's tons of action, but the story overall leads me to just, it's still a 4 for me. And they still have a little bit of the politics stuff in it that we've already talked about, like, we don't really like. And this is the final ascension, the Senator Palpatine into the Emperor. This is the movie literally where he becomes the Emperor of the Republic, right? That's what they call it now. So, he's pretty much becomes a dictator. And yeah, okay, I think you need that there for him to, to be that, but it's still, there's still a lot of that bull crap of he's gonna go in the Senate and you gotta spy on him, and like there's just still this baloney that I don't really care about. But overall, I think the movie's very strong. I think it's very entertaining. It's not even close. It's way the best movie of the prequels. I really like this movie. When I see people do rankings and they rank this one like kind of low, I'm like, I don't know why. I don't get it. I think the title perfectly fits the movie. The Sith ultimately win at the end of this movie. Mad Jedis are dead. Yoda goes into hiding. There is not like a ending where you're like, oh yeah, the good guys won. You know what I mean? And that goes a pretty long way with being an interesting way to, you know, to do movies. So I give it a 4 because there is some issues, mostly in the storyline. But I think it's a very good movie.
Yeah, it's funny. It's not the Republic. It's the Galactic Republic.
The Galactic. The Galactic Republic. Yeah.
It's going to be the Galactic Republic.
Also, George Lucas, I think there's some writing. And this goes to Rogue One. There's some issues with continuity here because in Rogue One, they go pick up Jyn Erso's dad to help design the Death Star. And Jyn Erso's a little girl. She's alive. Yeah. And in the second movie, they already have the design bugs of the Death Star up on the screen. Before Leia...
The Genosian bugs.
Yeah, before Leia's even born. So that would make... And then when Jyn Erso go... Leia's like, let's say 22. And Jyn Erso looks like she's in her 20s. The times don't... They don't line up. They don't line up with that. But that's not George Lucas' fault. He made this movie first. That's on them. They needed to figure that out a little better.
Well, there's a lot of you have R2. Well, this is George Lucas's fault when he goes, R2 was on the battle with Obi-Wan and everyone. And then in Star Wars 4, he's like, I never owned a droid. Like, dude, you went to battle with this droid. Like, you don't know what he looked like. Like, I don't care if you're 80. You're going to know a damn little droid that you fought with.
That's right.
That was Anakin's droid. Even though he talks to him, and he's like, R2, get the elevator to... to go up
the whole time.
Yeah.
He was like, good shot, shoot it in the eye, R2. And he's like, good shooting, man.
A little bit of wonky there. You're right.
A lot of wonkiness. Yeah. But anyway,
Rob, what do you got?
Okay, Rob.
Yeah, it wasn't, I gotta agree, this is from the prequel trilogy, this is the best. So I gave it overall 4. Just about the politics, we get that again. That kind of brought it down, and the dialogue between Attic and Padme, that it just brought it down. Other than that, yeah, this is far more entertaining than the other two, a lot more action. So I give it a 4.
Oh, and the best score out of the prequels, because you get the Duel of the Fates music again, you get the Leia theme from the original Star Wars when she's born, you get the Luke theme at the end. Yeah. So this has the best music out of it.
And you get the Darth Vader.
Yeah. It's the best one.
Yeah. 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 At the end. Yeah. The transformation at the end. Yeah.
All right. Well, I give it a 4 also. This is hands down the best one. And I think the best directed George Lucas movie.
I like that.
It's funny. When the movie ended, I wanted to watch it again. Like, cause I watched it digitally. I didn't put the 4K in. So now I want to watch the 4K in to see how like clearer looks and sound, because I watched the first two in 4K and it sounded, and so I didn't get to do it with this one. So I was like, I want to do it again. So I'm gonna give me a rewatch on that. But the movie's fantastic. I think it is great. The fights were amazing. Like, I ain't seen nothing wrong with this movie. I know a lot of people have beef with it for some reason. This is what I will say, where George Lucas screwed up. This should have been episode 1. Mm-hmm. This should have been Star Wars episode 1, Revenge of the Sith. Then it should have been episode 2, The Rise of Vader. Then you see Vader coming and, you know, the rise, him doing the Inquisitors. So you see all the fucking team that he puts together, them raising havoc throughout the galaxy. Boom. And part 3 would have been like the Duel of the Fate. And that is where is the next battle between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. Like the main one before he becomes old.
Like the series, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Like the series. Yeah, like that. That could have been slotted right there in 3, the Duel of the Fate. Meaning like, Obi-Wan's going to win anyway, but that could have been done. Anyway, but that's what I was saying. Yeah. But other than that, I gave it a 4.
Even that doesn't make sense either, by the way, because Obi-Wan was not that old at the end of this movie. And when Luke Skywalker's like 23, he looks like he's 70 years old all of a sudden. So,
so bad. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Total points, Rob.
Total points going to be 23.
All right.
I also have a 23 out of a 25.
Well, guess what? I have a 23 also.
Rob, you should have a 22.
No, you had 22. You gave a four
to the villains.
Oh. Yeah.
You ruined it, Rob.
You ruined it. We were so close for a 23 across.
Almost got it across the board, but you hated the villains.
Yeah. All right. So other than that, Nate, what's coming up? All right.
So yes, a strong film here to wrap this up. And you know what that means? We're starting a new series, baby. And I'm excited because we're going out of space and we're going out of trilogies for the first time. And we've been doing trilogies for like 3 months, 4 months here.
4 months.
Okay. First, we got another Steven Seagal movie. So our next Steven Seagal movie is going to be Hard to Kill. We're going to be reviewing that on our next episode. Now, here's the next series. And this was an interesting one. And I had to do some research to figure out how to do this series. We're going Jackie Chan here. We're going a little Jackie Chan. We're going martial arts.
Right.
We're going to be doing the Police Story franchise. Now, this is a weird franchise. And I decided to, we're just going to do the first four. So that would be Police Story, Police Story 2, Police Story 3, Super Cop, and Police Story 4, which in China was called Police Story 4, and in America is called First Strike, just called Jackie Chan's First Strike, but it's the fourth movie. Now, the reason we're doing those is there was a fifth one that was a spin-off movie that is not like the mainline Super Cop movies, and then there was a reboot franchise with two movies with Jackie Chan when he's older, but they are not like, they're like a full-on reboot. So they're not necessarily part 5 and part 6. They're like a new part 1 and 2. So we're doing the original 4. That was a set. So I'm excited. I've never seen any of these movies. All 4 of them are going to be first time watches for me.
Yeah, I never seen them either.
Yes. All right. So we're going to do double first time watches. So very exciting.
So double first time watches for Jackie Chan. That's going to be pretty good.
4 movies, never seen none of them. Jackie Chan doing some martial arts.
All right. Rob, thank you so much for sitting down with us on this episode.
Yeah, thank you for having me again. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Till then, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, you guys can head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks or our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.